let's do the Ellen stuff. I've got a couple of really good stories on Ellen, who, according to all the latest reports, is just a horrific person. Just
she's like
toxic work environment.
I know. Who would have thought? 2020
is
really
weird. The dancing she did, the happy show. What a fraud, apparently. So this latest report, Ellen tried to get a server suspended for having chipped nail polish. That's according to the former waitress. She is now a comedian and actress. So she did the whole, I guess, LA thing where, you know, you serve at a restaurant, you wait tables, and then
work
you
at
become
the Olive Garden during the daytime and auditions in the evening. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. She did the typical LA thing. She said she was working as a server at a vegan restaurant in 2014 when she waited on Ellen and her wife at brunch. The woman, Chris Farah, said the meal went off without a hitch, but 1 week later, Ellen emailed the restaurant owner complaining that Farah's nail polish was chipped, resulting in her bosses trying to suspend her for 2 weeks. Well, that sounds exactly like Ellen.
I mean, no way. I do not believe this story for 1 second. For multiple reasons. First, it's fishy that this girl happens to be a comedian and an actress. It would be very convenient for her name to be in the paper and for people to be following her on social media or Googling her. For two, I don't think the average American has time after they have a meal to email a manager about an issue that they had. Nobody emails managers. If anything, Ellen would have her people call the restaurant or something. To say that Ellen personally took time out of her very busy schedule hosting one of the most popular daytime talk shows to email about nail polish, no way that happened. It didn't happen. There's no way.
I believe that waitress 100%. I think she's absolutely telling the truth. She has absolutely no reason to lie. What, just to get her name out there because nobody knows who she is and she's trying to make it in LA? Who would do something like that? The waitress also alleges that Ellen asked her, what's Christina Applegate having? Apparently, Christina Applegate was also in that waitress's section. And so I guess she told her, and Ellen ordered that meal. wouldn't Ellen just be able to
specific fact?
Wouldn't Ellen like dance her way over to Christina Applegate and ask her herself, you know?
Right.
All right. So that's one Ellen story. This other one, another totally believable story about Ellen, who is clearly just a horrible person. A Louisiana man claims that Ellen DeGeneres' cruel behavior goes all the way back to when she worked at his mother's New Orleans recruitment agency in the late 70s. She's got a pattern of behavior. He says, this guy, he's now 52 years old. He's a father of three and vice president of a New Orleans marketing agency. He told Daily Mail TV that Ellen would criticize his weight. He said, I would try to do homework in the office. She'd call me stupid, she'd call me fat, and she would criticize my clothes. He said, one incident stands out in my mind. I was sitting beside her desk. I was drawing, and she criticized the drawings. She said, I guess that would look nice if you could draw. And he remembers this.
For when he was 10? I don't remember 70. One single thing that happened when I was 10, and I'm only 26. Like, come on. Come on, dude.
That's how cruel and mean she was. Uh-huh. That's how toxic of an environment she created everywhere she went that some 40 years later, he remembers that she criticized his drawing.
Yes.
He said, as I watched her meteoric rise to fame, people would say how great she was. And all I could think of was she must be an incredible actor because she was one of the most vile people I've ever met in my life. Who takes pleasure in giving a child pain?
Oh, my God. That is so dramatic.
Now, his mother also says that Ellen was extremely rude, but she said she was unaware of Ellen's treatment of her son until recently.
So he never said one thing as a kid, or even when Ellen was first becoming famous. He wasn't like, hey, Mom, this lady that was such a jerk to me.
Well, hang on a sec. As we've learned from the Me Too movement, that sometimes it takes people decades before they're able to talk about a traumatic experience.
I'm so glad.
And it's just now that he feels comfortable.
Yeah, that he mustered the courage to talk about this clearly traumatizing action towards him. I know. Thank God. He's being so strong. Wow.
He is. Yes. He is a model American, somebody we should all look up to. This traumatic situation, you know, it took him 40 years.
Stand by and believe him, yes.
But he's come forward now, and he has talked about how she used to call him fat and stupid and a bad dresser and a bad drawer. And that, as I'm sure we can all attest to, is that that could do a lot of damage to an 11-year-old kid. This is great. I can't wait to find out what's going to come out about Ellen tomorrow. Like, every day there's some new fun detail.
People are coming out of the woodwork with stories about her.